recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, right, Drew?
No choice but to get it on.
What's going on, brada?
God damn it.
Oh, no.
You know what?
It's got you down, Drew.
No.
Flat earthers?
Yes. But I... Which is weird, right, that I'd be bothered by that?
Totally weird.
Why does that bother me so much?
I was talking about it on ACS last week, or my show, or whatever my show is called.
But yeah.
It doesn't matter. Somebody said, or Max Pata said, what do you think about Alex Jones? You know Alex Jones? I'm like, I've kind of heard his name, but I don't really know. Is he the guy who what? Is he a Nazi sympathizer?
He's like, just sort of a conspiracy. All those conspiracy guys.
And it's like, oh, the kids from Sandy Hook? They had it coming.
No, they were actors.
Or they're actors. Or whatever it is. And then I'm like, okay, well, there's always people, their opinions. But I don't know why. And I know, you know, it's interesting, Drew.
Yeah.
Everything is an attempt. We're talking about kind of narcissism and virtue signaling.
Yeah.
It's IQ virtue signaling. Because every single person says, I go, well, who cares about these guys, these fringe acts? Yeah, well, you look, I don't. I'm smart. But what about these? I was like, there's always an announcement. Like,
yes.
Hey, I'm super bright.
Yeah.
And I went to Brown, and I have an advanced degree. But there are many people who will be influenced. Many dumb people. Not me. Well, people that wouldn't go to my
but
hang out with
weird.
Me.
Here's weird about me, and you need to help me with this, is that those guys, the Alex Jones guys bother me. Any conspiracy theorists bother me, flat earthers bother me, and paranoid people bother me. And it's all, to me, they're all in one group of rigid, almost quasi-delusional thinking that begs no entrance. You can't get up against them and go, hey, no, let me show you, let me explain. Begs no alternative. And that, to me, is weirdly troubling. I just can't be around it. It just bothers me.
Well, you know why it bothers you? Because we're now kind of what's old is new again. But it's like when I was growing up and I had this sort of grandmother who was like quasi-communist or in the Communist Party for a while, like in the 30s or 40s or something, and the mom who was a certain way and everything. And I realized it wasn't so much that they loved communism. It's that they hate this country and that they hate their dad. I didn't feel like it was pure. If somebody would have said, like, if Ed Asner said to me, look, our government brought down those twin towers, which he does believe.
Yeah.
Now I'm running late. I have to get to the cemetery across from Westwood and put flags for all the fallen soldiers that have given all for this country. Thank you. Then I would go, okay, I guess he really believes in that Twin Tower thing. But what I really believe is that he hates this country.
Right.
Well, and as you go down the road with all those guys, yeah. A theme emerges.
Well, funny you would say that, but let me tell you something first before I get to what's funny, which is that this is not funny, but Birdwell Beach Bridges, handcrafted.
Nice transition.
California since 1961. Look great. I wear them all the time. Legendary quality.
Call them pink? What would we call them? The color.
The Birdwell Beach Bridges?
Yeah, the thing you're talking about, not communist.
I know, because the pink one, I was like, what? Where are you still there? That's how my brain works, not yours. I wore red.
Were they red? Beach Bridges. But they're kind of an interesting
Well,
red.
You know what would happen? I would wear them so much, they would fade.
Oh, maybe I'd seen
and
a lot
seen
of those.
Some faded ones. I mean, we would let them, oh my God. We let them cake with salt, so they'd have a little white sort of overtone to them.
Uh-huh.
But that's how I would never take them off, and that's what I do to this day. When I wear them, I just leave them on all the time. And it's built for surfing, but perfect for any outdoor activity. It's just you'll put them on in the summer, you will not take these things off. They're proprietary two-ply nylon, inspired by the sails of the boats anchored at Newport Beach. Rapid drying. No, it just feels good on your skin. 10% off your first Birdwell Beach Bridges purchase with a lifetime guarantee and free shipping. For everything over $99. So go to birdwell.com. It's birdwell.com. Use the discount code ADS at checkout. done it myself, bought some towels, bought some shorts. It's the best. Discount code ADS at birdwell.com. So here's Jordan Peterson got into this a bit too in one of his podcasts, discussing sort of the psychoanalytic issue of political impulses when they're powerful. And when you really have to act out on the world, when society is the problem, it's often because dad was either physically abusive or not there or over controlling.
And
Jordan Peterson's a psychologist. He's a research psychologist and an analyst.
And he needed me when I was 33 to tell you all of this stuff all of the time.
Yeah, and so we have a lot of, as you well know, dads have been absent. How much did we talk about that on Loveline?
Mm-hmm.
Dads have been abusive. Dads have been rambling. They've been rambling, man.
Well, but if they are rambling, then it's in their DNA.
They have to. They have no choice.
Yeah, that's right.
And the families have been decayed, and the society, for whatever reason, becomes representative of the father.
It's funny. It's kind of funny, but it's like I never really thought of it this way, but I shall. I know that if you go to parts of this country where dads are absent, then gangs will flourish in those parts. They become the dad that they need. It when you're 13, you're 12 year old boy, you need that father figure. Whatever, becomes a gang.
Yeah.
Fine. So there's no. If you go to a neighborhood where it's 92% dads living at home, you have no gangs. You go to a place with 18% dads at home, and you have lots of gangs. Okay. But then this is sort of the white man's version of the gang, the take it to the street, either mad at dad or don't know dad, and now we're going out, we're going to burn something, a sort of chaotic gang. It's a gang that doesn't really need money. It doesn't have to sell drugs or do anything. We can just mash shit.
Well, and to be fair, it's the right man and the right woman's mob, right? So both get acted out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what mobs have done. Mobs have always done that.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what? You get really violent. I saw some really very disturbing stuff on Facebook just today, interestingly, where people that are normally doing the acting out are now – I think if the Russians wanted to do something horrible, they should convince the left that are going out and demonstrating that the right is organizing and arming.
Uh-huh.
Because as soon as they believe that, they will become violent.
Well, they went and they – examine what I don't get, although
am I wrong about that?
No, I mean
that's what scares me about what the Russians might be able or whatever might be able to do.
Well, the thing that I find sort of confusing about the whole thing is, as far as I can tell, the majority of the work that the Russians did was sort of right and left to try to sow this discourse and chaos and whatever. So according to the numbers I heard, and I won't give you exact ones because I can't remember, they bought 50,000 spots. Again, I'm making numbers up. A very small number were either pro-Trump or pro-Clinton or vice versa. That was a small number. Higher number was sort of pro-Black Lives Matter, pro-Antifa, pro-KKK, pro-
Right, pro-extreme positions.
Yes. Almost Manson-esque, thinking they're going to start a race riot.
Yes.
I have used the example that the Japanese made these incendiary bombs. They're going to put them up in the jet stream. They thought if they could light the Pacific Northwest on fire, that they would win the war because we'd be on fire. And if you think about it, there's kind of two ways you can win a war. You can kill our soldiers when they're getting off the Higgins craft and trying to storm the beach. Or you can just set our country on fire and have every able-bodied man holding a bucket.
Certainly down here, it could be easy to do that.
Right. So think about it.
Yeah.
So if you're Russia,
you
might be able to have the president assassinated or something. Yeah. Or you could just have everyone in the country fighting.
Yeah.
And then and mission accomplished.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So why are you sending pro-Hillary and pro-Trump stuff, send pro-white and pro-Black Lives Matter.
I've seen something one step more pernicious. Today, I saw these announcements saying, come and organize, brothers, we need to get organized and arm ourselves because we're going to be on the move shortly. And they sent it all to the Antifa guys and all the demonstrators.
But here's
it's that is a horrible thing to do.
But here's what I don't get. So then all this information comes out, and then they report it, and they go, turns out we have crunched all the numbers with the Russians and their meddling in our election. Very small percentage pro Trump and Hillary, and a very large percentage trying to sow racial discord. And that's it with our evening news tonight. Oh, this just in, Trump's a racist. We'll see you tomorrow night. And then then you go, wait a minute, aren't you doing what they're...
Yeah.
So you have folks talking about Russia meddling, and then you have folks fanning the flames of this, what Russia's attempting to do.
Well done, Russia. They knew what they were doing.
I feel like it's a little... I feel a little like, hey, chicks from The View, it's not that Russia's smart, that you guys are fucking idiots. Like, you guys are doing this. Like, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what they're doing. And now that we have it in black and white, what they're doing, and you guys are still doing this, you say Russia's smart, but I think the chicks, I think Joy Behar's dumb. I think that's more what it is.
Let me tell everybody about Pluto TV. And by the way, we should get on this. They have so many channels. Really? I want to be a part of this. I think this is a brilliant thing.
It's a really professional outfit.
You could tag me along somewhere.
They have
all I want to say is this.
The bar is really high.
This is a brilliant idea
in the talent department.
Have you? Well, you should go download it on your phone. And check
really.
All right, Pluto, it's over 100 channels, thousands of movies, demand completely free. It's never asking for a credit card. You don't need to sign up. Just go to the App Store, put it on. It's easy. It's completely legal. You can watch everything. It's crazy, and you never pay for TV again. Just download the Pluto TV app. It's I did it last week. What are you waiting for? You're out of your mind if you don't do it. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon, Fire, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere you stream, download this thing and you get all this free television. I think I would like to put
May
I put a channel together with other professionals?
We'll let you on Chassis because I think Chassis, our channel, is going to be on Pluto.
It's a great
idea. All right. Paul, 42, Milwaukee.
Guys.
Hey, Paul.
Oh, I'm on. Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how easy it was just to call in like that.
That's it.
Plus, I get to listen to the show a day early. It's kind of cool.
What's going on, Bucky?
Yeah, hey, Bucky, I think it's – yeah, that's right, Bucky the Badger. Hey, Dr. Drew, and by extension, Adam, I listen to you guys every morning and have for a long time. But it's great to hear you talking about – I'm a competitive Olympic weightlifter, but I'm also a chiropractor.
Fantastic.
So I've been telling my patients for years, hey, get down into the full squat, get into a deadlift, you know, do these things. You're talking about their backs hurting all the time.
Yep.
Hey, listen, full range of motion. I had a patient come in today, and she could barely bend over, and I thought, she's in her 40s. I thought, well, you're going into the second half of your life. You can't even get down with your heels flat on the or to pick something up.
Yeah,
I mean,
Paul,
what are you going to do?
Paul, what happened was it was Mark Bell. Do you know him, Mark?
Mark
Smelly Bell, the weightlifter.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah, Smelly.
Makes all
yeah,
the dots.
Smelly.
So he,
bigger, stronger.
Bigger, stronger, faster.
Right.
He was his brother.
It's his brother
that
right?
does all.
Yeah.
This,
yeah. Yeah, his brother.
Mark is now
exactly.
The but anyway, Mark came in and I do a podcast called Swole Patrol. It's a health and fitness thing. He came in. He gave me exactly the advice you're giving, and I was like, okay. I went and did it. It got better, but there's a layer to this, Paul. You should know. So I have a long history of – I like weightlifting. I've done it since I was a teenager. And I immediately put on like 15, 20 pounds. And I was like, yep, this is a story
wow.
I know well. I know this very well. I just become a bigger version of me. And it's very uncomfortable. I don't like it. It's not good for me. And they all looked at me and went, you need to go on the carnivore diet. You need to go on carb restriction on Vinny's diet.
Mm-hmm.
I went, well, God damn it. If I'm going to be lifting the weights, okay. And I've been on it for about
particle count.
I've been on it for about 4 months, and it has been life changing. And I'm particularly
Absolutely.
For older men. You may be a little young for it, but my age, man, it was. I mean, to really go push. Look what I've got. I've got a bag of bacon sitting here in front of me. You push the fats and meats.
I thought it was my bacon.
No, it's mine.
Hoping it was mine.
And, you know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I just I lost all that central obesity. My strength actually went up. I feel fantastic. 100%. I'm sleeping. It's just unbelievable. I can't believe it. So
it's so counterintuitive to what even I was taught in school. Yep. And I graduated in 2003. It was like, oh, my God, don't do that.
Yep.
I've always noticed it worked for me. And the other thing is the thing I've noticed with that, too, and people don't talk about it a lot, is and you may have noticed this, the palate fatigue.
Yeah.
In other words,
yes.
Ugh,
yes.
How much more goddamn bacon can I eat?
Yes.
You know? So it does kind of almost keep you it keeps your hunger under control.
Well, but then I start chipping on cheeses and egg and nuts
cheese
and things.
Chipping.
And so
tell that to your next heroin addict. Hey, right, chip too. Gouda, sometimes cheddar.
Occasionally, so
we all have our crosses to bear.
And Jago.
Yeah, I heard.
I'll do a line of Parmesan
it.
Every once in a while. I get a freeze. In.
Adam was talking about his kids and the carbs, and it's like, oh yeah.
It's so sad.
Okay. My kids too, though. But you know, look, it's they're an age where it's, you know.
They can get away with
exactly.
It. It's just I can't stand watching them eating waffles for breakfast. There's so many things for breakfast.
Have you tried the full Vinny?
I've gone pretty hard. I have.
But go heavy
I've
on
been,
the red meats.
I've been disciplined for, you know, put together through 3 weeks. Yeah. It works. Yeah. In a world where nothing but NyQuil and OxyTen works.
Yeah.
This works. Like, the weight will come off.
Well, now, but for guys our age, it's not just the weight come off. You feel better. It just shifts your physiology in a very, very positive way.
The thing I lament, although it's a weird, I don't know, Drew, you can tell me, but I just got to move around and smack everything and relax.
All right,
listen. We do talk a lot about the information.
I'm proud of myself for not waking.
You and I are kind of junkies for information.
Yeah.
I feel like people have a relationship with information like they do with avocados, speaking of your diet. Mm. The people that love avocados love avocados. Yeah. And the people that don't like them are just like, they're slimy, they're weird, it's weird, I don't want it. Guacamole, they're weird, right? Yeah. It's that way with information. You give us some morsels of information and we devour them.
Yeah.
There's other people who I never quite get it. So again, breakfast sounds like breakfast, but if it's waffles and syrup, then eat a donut because there's no difference.
Yeah,
but
thing.
it's weird because
culture. It's a cultural thing. We call that breakfast,
right? But what I'm saying is I was very much give me a glass of orange juice. Orange juice is good. It's a good part of a complete breakfast. It's good natural orange juice. I always said orange juice. Now that's good for you. Can't talk me out of a banana.
Yeah.
That's good for you. You can't talk me out of it. And then Vinny said, hey, there's more sugar in that banana than there is in two peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh? And then I was like, no more banana or no more orange juice.
Yeah.
Now, once you get the information, then you can decide.
Right.
The thing that I'm interested in is the people who have been given the information and it's still pancakes for breakfast every day and a big glass of orange juice.
Well,
yes.
I mean, I sigh because that's most people, right? It's yummy and they like it. That's it.
It's weird though. Like I'll give you Tom, who used to work at the other shop. Like I saw him just chomping on a big. If I see someone drinking a big tumbler of orange juice, I'll say to him, you know, you may as well drink a Coke or something you might enjoy more. Was I telling you about my fat chick at the supermarket discussion?
No.
All right. I'll tell you that in 1 second. And it's going to be one of those Alcoa, you make the call things. I'll ask Kalen and Matt, the Porcelain Punisher, to jump in on this one. I was talking about ACS a number of weeks ago, but you tell me, Drew.
Okay.
First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. So much cyber insecurity, Russian hackers infiltrating. Well, I don't have to tell you about Russian hackers. U.S. power companies attacking homes, routers, 340 million records exposed on public servers. It's an epidemic, people. Protect yourself. Hackers, they're around the world. They're around the clock. They're getting more sophisticated. They're going to get your personal information. There's going to be data breaches. Criminals can open accounts, file tax returns, buy property. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity. that your devices can't easily see and you cannot fix on your own, but LifeLock can. And you won't have a problem because you will have LifeLock. They're the best, right, Drew?
But no one can stop every cyber threat, prevent every identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use the promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 gift card with annual enrollment. That is promo code ADAM. Terms apply.
LifeLock says you. No.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Alcoa presents You Make the Call.
Okay.
Was sponsored by LifeLock.
Yeah.
All right.
Was that from Monday Night Football or?
It was.
Yeah.
I got the information from Vinny or somebody else or whatever at some point, which is, and you know, you always think to yourself when somebody says, yeah, that orange juice got a ton of sugar in it. You're like, oh yeah, that's why I love orange juice. I guess, of course, it's why it tastes good. You don't chug celery juice and go, oh, I want it for breakfast. You know, you go, orange juice, right? Okay, fine. I get it. It has more sugar and the glycemic load and whatever this and that. So if I see somebody like Tom at the old shop, he'd just be drinking orange juice. And I'd go to him, hey, man, you know, if you're going to do that. Like, I'm not saying, I'm not slapping out of your hand. I'm just saying, you think you're being healthy with that, or Dawson with his power protein liquid, you know, whatever, which is all just pineapple juice and orange juice and apple juice. And it's good. You should have been there for that. But anyway, I said to him, hey, man, if you're looking to be healthy, and he was looking to lose a few pounds, I said, don't do that. Orange juice, a lot of calories.
Just step up cigarette use.
Right. And then that's Dawson. And then Tom too. And then we were like out of town at Road Atlanta, and he just got up and he just like poured himself a giant tumbler of orange juice. My other thing is I wouldn't do it in front of the person that told me not to do it, which is weird. And then we went out to the Waffle House and like ordered a large orange juice. And I'm like, all right, I just told you what that does. But I guess I'm lying or I don't care. It's always unclear whether they believe you or not. There's a lot of I know what I know, or I drank this when I was a kid and now it's good.
There is like, some weird, okay, this is going to be hard.
There's something weird because like if you get into it with your wife and you go, give him a hard-boiled egg. It's like, he needs a hot breakfast. It's like, what, pancakes?
I got it.
Yes.
There's, I don't believe it. There is that. And there is, I understand it, but I don't care. Which is a lot of it, but there's this other layer called acceptance, right? Where you really let it in. Like, it's not just on an intellectual level, oh, this is bad for me. It's like, I fully accept, I capitulate to this notion and believe it and accept, fully accepting it. And that acceptance piece, man, are we bad at that. We stay in this sort of partial denial, partial resistance.
Well, you don't get much, but you're a doctor. When I deliver information, it's a lot of, all right, here we go, like another piece of information. And it's like, yeah, another piece of information, another thing that's true.
Remember I used to complain about that?
I know. Yeah. All right, Alcoa presents You Make the Call with Dr. Drew.
All right.
Matt, the Porcelain Punisher, Fondelier, and Kalen.
And what's the call?
I'm at the Gelson's by my house. I'm waiting in line to get some food. A woman who works at Gelson's, a young woman who clearly has a problem with food, who is, you know, there's a new definition of fat, and it is not the fat we grew up with. We grew up with chunky or a little bit overweight, or we had a lot of like high school. And as a young person, it was always that, oh, she's cute in the face. She's a little bit chunky. You know what I mean? Oh, what are you going to do? You know? Yep. But now we're not talking morbid obesity, right? This is 325 pounds, you know, and 25. And she's punching out. She's doing the discount, you know, employee discount thing. She's ordering. And as the conveyor belt's like going down, I can see that the big chick, has a certain amount of shame because she's getting like the Three Musketeers bars and stuff like that. And what she's doing is the guy behind the counter has had this like tacit agreement with her to like, I'll slide it into the smaller bag and I'll, you know, I get it. You're big, you punch out, you go back to your apartment, you nosh out on all this stuff, but you feel real self-conscious about doing this. Understood. But the fresh pressed orange juice was put up like a beacon for the world to see. Like, it was like everything else getting like scurried into the bag, but this was like bonk, you know, like, hey, everybody, no fat to see here, like, hey, doing the right thing, you know, sliding it in. That was not slid in. And I was just standing there the whole time. And I know she's made this deal with herself. Like, I can have this Three Musketeers bar and I can have the big payday and everything. But I'm not washing it down with a soda. I got some orange juice. That's good. That's heart healthy. That's whatever. And meanwhile, she probably gets bigger every day. And the orange juice is not helping that cause at all. Now, when she's eating the candy bar and washing it down with the orange juice, which I assume she's looked at as a compromise. It's not a root beer. It's an orange juice. And I know the guy behind the counter and nobody around her or any. She doesn't know. I was just standing there and like I wanted to go, hey, that thing's got a lot of sugar in it. What do you do, Drew?
Shut the hell up.
All right. As a physician.
I do no harm. I'm not her physician.
Oh, interesting. So,
and in this day and age,
there's a motorcyclist who was bleeding out by the side of the highway. Let me finish. If you passed a motorcyclist who was bleeding out by the side of the freeway, you would just keep walking because that's not my patient.
No,
that's what I heard.
Well, good. But there's no good can come of
how about her? What if no woman has ever said this to me, but oh, thanks for the tip. I shall make that a part of my life.
Not only will the tip not be received.
Well, every chick I've ever talked to about, you're not the boss of me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, sorry. I'm just trying to just know things. I'm sorry for knowing things. But what if she went like, well, what do you mean? And I went, I talked to Vinny Tortorich. He's in a kayak right now, so he can't not be reached by phone. But it turns out the orange juice says, look at the sugar. On the orange juice, and then look at the sugar in your next Pepsi. You tell me. Anyway, if you're trying to lose weight, not as you need to, you know.
I just don't think it'd be received unless you're prepared to, like, sit down and have a full-scale conversation.
Matt?
I wish I had the balls to do something like that. It sounds very Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm to me, to confront the stranger in the supermarket about her sugar intake.
Right, but... I feel this way about Trump tweets where they call him racist. Like, he goes, like, he called Don Lemon dumb. He's a racist. I'm like, if he was really a racist, he wouldn't do that. Like, he calls everyone dumb. That's not a racist move. It's like a Trump move, but you call everyone. If you're really, like, struggling with your racism, you don't call black guys dumb on Twitter. You do the opposite because you want people to think. You go Rosie O'Donnell, mid-90s. You want people to think you're a human being. But, Kalen, what do you do?
I would not be able to.
What if it was a skinny chick in yoga pants? I'll let you think about that. And tell you about True Car. Drew, think about the skinny chick.
Shut up.
Think about it. No. True Car. MSRP, you might know what it stands for, but what does it mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. Confusing. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You'll know your true price is great because True Car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car. Same car you want. Apples to apples comparison. Certified dealers set their price competitively so they can win your business. So if you're out there and you're looking for a new car, or you're looking for a used, or we like to say previously owned car, ooh. I think Kalen went with True Car to get his Honda.
Absolutely.
Prius.
Little boy racer there. The Prius is Maxipati. Got that from True Car. You're ready to buy new. You're ready to buy used. Visit True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Skinny chick now. Do we say anything?
Absolutely not. But here's...
But now we're not really into weight. We're just into the nutritional content.
But I have a strategy. I have a thought.
Mm-hmm.
I would just sort of, whomever puts the orange juice down, maybe ask the cashier... You know, funny thing, how come they don't put calories out in the grocery store the way they do in the Starbucks and the, mm-hmm. you know, when you make your sandwich? Because I just learned that this orange juice is sitting here is the same thing as a giant Pepsi.
Hmm.
And you got no average person wouldn't know it. And just sort of say it like you're saying it to nobody.
Yeah, that's good, Drew.
But say it to the cashier. Matt likes it.
Matt I think it can like work.
Yeah, see?
Doesn't work.
They'll either hear it or they won't, and that's that.
All right. And the banana, not so good either.
That banana's turns out.
So, all right. Want to take a quick call up there?
Sure.
Upbringing. We got Phoenix. What do you want to do?
Lisa's been on hold for a while. Phoenix.
Lisa's been on hold. Lisa, Phoenix.
Hello. Such a pleasure to speak to you guys.
Hey.
Thank God.
What's going on?
So glad you took my call. Thank you very much.
What's going on?
So I have a question and a comment. I know that you might think this is silly or unwarranted, but my mother has mild dementia. She's also opiate addicted. She's been on opiates for a long time, which is no bueno. But I decided, went from a doctor's advice, to share with her some of my edibles.
Okay.
Well, I did, and guess what happened?
She got off the opiates.
Oh, I wish.
No.
It brought out her dementia, guys.
Her dementia got worse?
I know. Well, it brought out her signs of dementia. She was
hang on a second. Hang on a second. If you take, how old is she?
She's 73.
Oof, not that old. But you take any elderly patient and you put them on sedating medication, they can even look demented when they're not. So if you have somebody who's already demented and you give them almost anything, their dementia gets worse.
Well, if somebody was confused and you gave them a pot brownie, it seems like they get more confused.
That's correct.
Right? Like, he began trigonometry.
Don't do that so much, but benzodiazepines really do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I tell her, I go on your advice, no benzos with opiates. It's deadly.
Yeah. Yep.
I listen to you guys religiously. Thank you again.
Thank you.
I know that marijuana is a hallucinogen. It's not a depressant. It's not a stimulant. So I know it confuses the central nervous system. It made sense to me, though, when she presented with the confusing dementia-y kind of way.
Yeah, but the dementia
is... I just wanted your thoughts.
When you got her off the Pat Brownie, she got better?
Well, I gave her little gummy bears.
When she got off the gummy bears, when the gummy bears wore off, she got better. That has nothing to do with her... That's not dementia getting worse. Dementia getting worse, you don't come back from. This is her because has borderline cognitive functioning. When she gets sedating medications on board, she decompensates. So that was a decompensation. And then they recompensate after they get off the medicine.
Lisa, quick question.
Anything for you.
If Drew said gummy bear, but there are actually gummy Santa Clauses, would you have corrected
Drew?
Would it matter? Would you have corrected Drew?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I like to think you would.
Adam, how's your IPA?
Oh, they're delightful. Thank you. Wash down some of those gummy Santas with a delicious Endless Rant IPA, which, by the way, go ahead. I'll tell you this. It's funny. I don't know if I'll tell you about my family. They're a little disappointing.
What?
But I think now... Lynette, when they were over last weekend or the weekend before, whatever, Lynette offered my stepdad a beer, and he's like, your IPA was a little bitter and a little hard. And I'm like, Matt, I'm going to look at Matt because Drew's a puss. Who has so many fucking rules about like beer or wine or like what they ingest? Like just fucking go, crack me a cold one. Take a hit off it. If it's not perfect, have a second hit. By the third hit, you won't know. Or you can go, hey, man. Good for what ails you. And then go, can I use the bathroom, by the way? And then just go into the bathroom and, like, dump half of it down the sink. But do you need to make the proclamation? Like, well, it's a little harsh. I'm kind of a puss. And it's got kind of a, you know, like, it tastes good, but then it's, like, kind of harsh. Like all beer. Like all good beer. It tastes like something, and it's kind of a little bitter. Like, thank you for your input.
Is that the point of the IPA, to kind of slow you down, enjoy it?
It's weird, right? Like, all right, stepdad, you don't like my product. Noted. Can we get back to the Gravitas, please?
Here's a product he would like. If you're one of the millions of sufferers of muscle cramp, particularly in the nighttime, legs, feet, relief is here. It's TheraWorks Relief. It's topical foam, clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps very quickly, and they use daily. It can prevent muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief will prevent this before they start by being used a couple times a day. Don't need a prescription. It's available over the counter. Just takes minutes to apply. It absorbs immediately, and it does work. I've had some amazing results. Some of my patients who have been handing out to other people, which I'm whatever. I mean, they get so enthusiastic about it. An old friend of mine from high school's mom gave it to him. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or at TheraWorksRelief.com, TheraWorx. And again, talk to your pharmacist about TheraWorks Relief. They're as enthused as I am because for the first time, you can control cramps. And believe me, nocturnal cramps prevent you from exercise. Nocturnal cramps screw up your sleep, and so that can be a serious medical problem. And it prevents you from exercising. Some people get these cramps during or after exercise, and this prevents that. So without a pill. So the pharmacists are as excited as I am. Experience relief from muscle cramps for yourself with TheraWorks Relief.
All right. You want to see the live pod with Dr. Drew? That'll be August 29th, Pasadena Ice House. We'll be up on stage in a live pod. Then it's off to Seattle, the Moore Theater, with Adam Ray up on stage. Beautiful Moore Theater, Thursday the 13th. Live shows coming up, Anaheim Grove and Phoenix as well. Just go to AdamCarolla.com for everything you need on my end, Drew.
Go to drdrew.com. Everything is there. Check out the family pods. They've got Kate Shanahan up right now, the Dr. Drew podcast. Speaking of fat and Vinny, she is the expert.
And you should listen to her good friend, Steve Austin, Unleashed on Podcast One, and also Apple. Where to find Apple Podcast and all that good stuff. All the good stuff. That is Steve Austin. So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.